tune here, just raw, gritty sound, Ron FM.
Woohoo! For Ron FM 95.1, hartelijk goeiemôre. And with me in the studio, I've got Glyn Lewis. Good morning, Glyn.
Good morning, Maurice. Thank you for having me, man.
Cheers. Oh, it's great. Hey, this is not your first time on radio, right?
No, I was a high school teacher for many years, so I used to do matric matters on a radio station in Woodstock when exams came around.
Oh, right.
And I would go in as a matric teacher and advise accounting students how to prepare for their examinations. So.
Glyn, you have tried to be on Peron FM for a long time, actually. And I don't know how it happened, but you and I might have been neighbors at some stage when we grew up. We only got to find that out today, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, Glyn, the reason you are here, we've often had this in the past. We had the Weskus Kuier concert with Stijn Fourie. And I find it awesome to be able to, because this is the first time that this is happening. I'm going to put a picture on the update, the WhatsApp update, and then you can see what it's like. This is now raw. It is no auto-tune. This is a solid sound, and you're going to be performing for us. First of all, I'd like to just introduce you to the folk from what I know, and then you can talk to us about you. All right. So it's Glyn Lewis, and Glyn is a resident in Darling at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to just elaborate on why you are here as well. Yeah, you would know this because I sit in the restaurant quite often by myself on a Saturday night, and I spent some time listening to you, and I really thought some of the songs that you play, it's not just classic, it's different. People are going to hear what you're doing right now, so that's why it's special. So there's a restaurant in Darling which I'm going to give exposure because that's where you are a lot of the time. It's 1910, right?
1910, the old Forge.
The Old Forge.
In Long Street, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the host is Nina, as far as I remember.
Yeah, Nina and Derek built the place, actually, from scratch. You know,
yeah, I remember that place when it was just a storeroom.
Yes.
It used to belong to Herman the German.
Yes, that's
just,
right.
Just across the road. Sorry to hear what happened to Herman the German a long time ago. And you're an artist. I would like you to tell the listener about you. How did you start? You started many, many years ago. Yep. So tell us, when did you start with music?
We emigrated from England in 69, and when I was 13 in Cape Town, I lived in Goodwood in the early years, where you apparently lived at some stage.
Yeah.
So we were neighbours. I went to Goodwood Park Primary, I remember. Then we moved to Buddhist. And when I was 13...
I always tell the people I went to a private school.
Yes. Yeah. So when I was 13, my parents bought me like a guitar at an auction. My dad was an auctioneer, not an auctioneer. He was an auction attendee. It was his hobby. So he came back from an auction with a guitar. And then I started learning guitar from the age of 13. Right. And just a bunch of friends. There was no internet, obviously. There was just the radio. There was no television in those days.
No, there wasn't.
And we would take records out from the library and put them on cassette tape. We'd ask for a cassette player for Christmas, and then... You know, it wasn't a lot of money around in those days, and we would record the records. We'd have to take them back to the library within 3 days. And then we'd sit for the next month or two re-listening to the Beatles, like, that we've recorded, or the Rolling Stones, or Simon and Garfunkel, that kind of thing. And then we'd work out the chords, and then there was a couple of mates, and you'd learn from each other. But by the time I was 19, I'd learned a lot of chords and a lot of songs. We used to write down the lyrics of the songs on pieces of paper and then work out the chords and write them in by hand. I've got flip files of those. Like, I'll show you next time I see you.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was 19, I was starting to play acoustic style but on electric guitar at weddings and at functions and things. So I was this pimply 19-year-old like playing at weddings in between my studies and so on.
Yeah.
I was at university at the time. I joined the folk club at UCT. So you'd sit in the audience, even if you had no, you know, direct friends there. You'd watch an artist and then another artist, and you'd learn from them. And we used to go out. I was a soccer player, so I'd go out with my team, and we'd travel the country, actually. And wherever we were in a pub, you know, most of my mates were there trying to chat up ladies, but I would be right in front. I'd be right out in front watching the guitarists. So,
okay.
You know, so that's how we learnt in those days, watching and you know, records.
So when we were youngsters, we used to, if you didn't get the lyrics on the actual back of the album, you didn't buy that album because you needed to know the lyrics and you sang with it.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you're going to play us one song now, and then I'd like to come back and just talk about Darling for a little bit because it's an emotional thing for both of us. So you're going to play us a song, and then the listener can hear what you're about.
No, thank you, Maurice. Okay. I'm going to sing a song. I've changed my mind right now at the last minute, as I do. I'm going to sing a song called America by Simon and Garfunkel, actually. And I grew up, you know, learning this way back, you know. So. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. Oh, she said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazines, and the moon rose over an open field. Yeah. Oh, Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. We've all gone to look for America. We've all come to look for America. We've all come to look for America.
We've got a whole crowd here. Welcome.
No, thank you.
To everybody out there, thanks very much for joining us. This is Glenn Lewis. Glenn, thank you for taking the time to come to this morning. It's not often that we get a live show. Glenn, so I lived in Darling for a long time, and the Forge, the old Forge, 1910, is quite a new restaurant. New as in, I think, 4 or 5 years or so.
Yeah, I think it's about 6.5 now.
When we moved in there many, many years ago, the circumstances around moving into Darling was based on survival. Yeah, we moved out because we had to, all right, from Goodwood side. Oh, no, Belleville, actually. We lived in Belleville then. Oh, yeah. So then what I used to do, and I tell the story because I'd like you to give us a nice tune to that. So when we came, I've got this passion for cemeteries. I visit cemeteries. And when we got to Darling, I didn't know anything about Darling at all. You just know that you're is an incomer, you know? You are from somewhere else and we don't know you. So they kind of feel uncomfortable you being around. And if you've got a lot of personality too, then they don't like you at all, the locals. But they get to know you eventually, like they know you now. And I used to go and sit in the cemetery and just look at all the actual epitaphs, you know. And you get emotional. I do. I look, oh, wait, there's a Duckett lying here, and there's a Basson lying there, and then there's someone. And you get to know, oh, but these people, I understand why I'm an incomer, you know. But you don't feel inferior about it. You just realize, wait, that's it, you know. You have to really just know your place, sort of.
Now, there's a history there.
There's a history there, yeah. And you have to respect that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we're not going to talk about Darling all the time, but there was something that happened, and there was a lady murdered in town. But my children didn't know this. So what I did was, we on a Saturday afternoon, it was winter, it was like now, it was cold, there was a lot of bats. There are still bats flying around Darling, so it looks like kind of eerie. I took them to the cemetery. I told them what they must do, respect the dead, you know. And then that night, what they did was, they came home and they wrote letters. And they took tomato sauce and took the letters, they wrote the letters, and they wrote like, "We're coming for you tonight." Now, they didn't know there was a lady murdered in that town the very previous week.
Yeah, wow.
So they wrote these letters, and they were being children, right? And this is quite emotional, because it affected my life in Darling for a very long time. And they took these letters and they dropped it in everybody's post boxes, because they were being funny. They were just being kids.
Wow.
And what they didn't know, the people was up in arms. They didn't know what to do, because now they've got all these letters. Somebody was murdered a week ago, and my children were the culprits. And I had to explain to them, you know, this is unfortunately what happened, and I had to be the father, and I had to face all of this.
Very difficult.
Oh, it was difficult. This was what happened in Darling. It was such a great time for us.
Did they run you out of town?
They did, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mention names, but it's not necessary, but they are. So yeah, what I'd like people to know, to know tonight, or today rather, I'm speaking to Glyn Lewis. Glyn is from Darling. You make music all over. You've got how many gigs going?
Well, I've been playing for 40 years, but in the last 7 years since I retired from teaching, mm-hmm. I've been permanently gigging on the West Coast area mainly.
All right.
And I've played over 800 gigs now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's pretty much three or four a week without really a break every weekend or so. But nowadays, it's about four a week or so.
That's great. You are fortunate to have that many gigs.
Yes, I worked hard at, you know, obtaining the gigs, but it's about getting the venue owners to understand what I do.
Yeah,
which is not, you know, I'm not a kind of a dance band or a karaoke machine. I'm a musician who sings songs that I choose. You know, yeah.
Same with this radio station. Yeah. We are not just we play music. We give you quality music, and then our personalities has to be authentic. Mm. So we tell you stories. You must know that. If you don't like the stories, then there are many radio stations you can listen to. We don't want to chase you away, but there's a story behind every single one of us behind the mic. Same with your stories now. So I'm kind of creating the atmosphere that people can understand what you're about. So if you feel like being cozy, if you feel like being romantic, if you feel like being sad, and if you feel like you're being emotional, whatever you feel like doing, kind of authentic music to play, and even you don't interfere with anybody. You just do your thing, and then if you feel like sitting down having a nice meal, you can go to 1910, the old Forge in Darling, and see Glyn perform.
Yes, absolutely. I've met so many wonderful people there in the 6 years I've been playing there. In fact, a couple of years ago, you know, they picked me up regularly as a resident musician there. And I've met people from all over the world, in fact. A lot of Dutch people, in fact, come through Darling. And Americans, Canadians, you know, people from Europe, England. Quite a few English people, British people come through. But we've had some wonderful times in that restaurant with international visitors, as well as the locals. There are, and like in every town around the world, there's the locals. And we know them well. But the visitors as well, wonderful people. And then, you know, I met you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. No, I've been there many times. I saw you, but I didn't introduce myself.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Now here we're sitting chatting. So yeah. It's really nice. Yeah.
I'm kind of shy. I know you don't believe that, but I am.
Yeah.
So you're going to perform again?
Yes, yeah. Whatever you would like. I'll sing 560 odd songs. So
fantastic.
I could keep going forever.
So this morning I actually promised a Louise. I don't know which Louise it is. I promised a Louise that I am going to maybe have a special something for that person. So with me in the studio today is Glyn Lewis, and Glyn is a local artist from Darling, and if you'd like to see him perform, you perform all over the West Coast, really.
Yes.
And some of the places you can mention.
Thank you.
Please,
okay, so 1910, the Old Forge, I've been playing there for ages. Played Strandcombe Base, a big a wedding venue and a restaurant on Azefontein Beach. Big tent, houses 200 odd, you know, guests.
Yeah.
There's people can stay over there as well. 1910 in Darling also has two guest cottages attached, you know, corporately, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
so people can come and stay for the weekend as well and enjoy the entire weekend. So Strandcombe Bass, and I play at a place called That Greek Place, which is on the way to Azefontein.
Oh, I saw that. I've never been there really, but I saw that. Yeah. It's newish.
Newish, yeah, yeah. And then I started off playing on the West Coast with a friend of mine, Bertie Blom, in Azefontein at Lula's. I was about to retire, and I went to him and said, listen, I've been playing forever in Cape Town.
Why would you want to retire? What do you mean, from music?
From teaching.
Oh, from teaching, not music.
From teenagers.
I don't think you can ever retire from music. No.
At some stage, you have to retire from teenagers. You know that. So I went to Bertie and I said, I'm a musician. Can I play? And he said, for sure. And so I played there last Friday again. So he's been very good to me.
This is at Lula's.
At Lula's, yeah. Oh. Fantastic. So I played there. I'm playing a bit at Grounded now, which is a restaurant attached to the spa in Azefontein. It's a health food restaurant.
I'm playing there
tonight.
Lieplek, you mentioned Lieplek.
Yes, yeah. Now, about a year and a half ago, I met a lady, Charlotte, and her husband, Gilly. They own a farm out there and two restaurants, and now they own three restaurants.
Oh, wow.
And they call it Knorfarki.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Cultural shift for me, you know, kind of thing. So I go out, it's an hour drive, but I go out there and I play. They got the three venues, and I play at the different venues off and on for about a year and a half now. And they've been very good. They're very good to musicians. They hire a plethora of musicians.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite competitive to, you know, get a gig at one of the venues. But they're wonderful. They want to keep it fresh for their audiences. And it's the West Coast crowd. It's a proper, you know, St. Helena Bay, Lieplek, Veldriff. It's a fisherman's kind of culture. It's wonderful. And, yeah, I'm playing at St. Helena Bay on Sunday. Yeah, Sunday for lunch, yeah.
Oh,
so yeah, so all those places, and then there's a place just outside Darling, Living Colour, which it's a smokehouse.
Oh, that's Philippa and Kevin Wood.
I'm playing there a bit on Saturdays through the winter.
Yes.
In the afternoons, even if it's raining, you know, but while they're serving food and stuff. So at the Forge, I tend to play evenings on the weekends, and then on Sunday for lunch.
So are you there this Saturday as well?
No, I think it's the following Saturday. I'm back at, or the 7th. I think it's. I'll start
so
up
where,
on the 7th.
Where are you this Saturday? The reason I'm asking is I'd like to tell people to come to visit us.
Oh, you're at the Forge this Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yes, at the Forge.
Okay, so this Saturday night, you're welcome to visit us at. I will be there. I'll make sure that if everything goes well, I will be there for you. I'll go, even if I'm the only one there, that's okay. I've been the only one in your show, you know that.
Yeah, we can extend our interview. We can extend the interview. Yeah.
No, there's something else happening in Darling, and then you can sing Louise's song.
Okay.
There's something else happening in Darling. I'd just like to elaborate on that. If you are in and around the area tomorrow, around 10:30, listen to this, Willem.
Goeiemôre, Marius. Ek weet ek het nie vir jou 'n snaakse woord nie, maar ek wil baie graag vir almal sê, Darling het Lottoland Helpedorp ondersteuning gekry en ons gaan môre die amptelike opening van die nuwe park in Darling 4 10:30. Dit is soos jy uit Darling uitry Eyserfontein toe. Dit sal baie lekker wees om baie mense daar te sien want die mense wat dit gedoen het het regtig baie baie moeite gedoen. En dit gaan 'n lekker partytjie dag wees.
Did you know about that? That's Willem. Willem, do you know Willem?
No, but I know about the park opening.
Yeah, because that park goes hand in hand with the flower show, that the wildflowers.
Yes.
As far as I remember, yeah. All right, so that's tomorrow. Hope to see you there. That's 10:30. Okay, you've got a song for Louise.
Yes, apparently I've been given poetic license to change the words of a song that I play a lot because some lady, I haven't met her, but she sounds lovely. Louise wants me to sing a song with her name in it, so yes. I'm just going to do this. Okay, so. Louise, 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 Louise. I'm begging of you, don't take my man. Louise, 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 Louise. Please don't take him just because you can. Ah, Louise, your beauty is beyond compare with flaming lights of auburn hair. Ivory skin, eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like the breath of spring. Your voice is like the summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Louise. Louise, 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 Louise. I'm begging on. said, please don't take my man. Louise, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Louise, Louise. Well, I can easily understand how you can easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Louise, Louise. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Louise, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man, Louise, 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 Louise. Don't take him just because you can.
Well done. Hey, Louise, how's it?
Thanks, Glenn. I won't take your man, I promise.
That's a relief. Thank you.
Well done. Listen, so we are talking to, having an interview with Glenn Lewis. Glenn is from Darling. I have to admit, I was actually not surprised. You've actually made contact with me many, many years ago. I think it was 6 years, shortly after we've opened this radio. And this year we are 10 years going, right?
Wow.
Mm, yeah. This year, one of the big years for us, wow. 10 years. It takes, apparently I heard this, I asked an artist by the name of Huey Lewis. You're not related.
not that I know of.
Yeah, so they asked Huey Lewis, he actually eventually got a Grammy. And they asked him, how did you manage to become an overnight success? And he said, well, it took me 10 years to become an overnight success. So,
yeah, exactly.
It takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you're going to perform us a song this morning. It's a live show, so by the way, this is not pre-recorded. This is it. This is like the real, this is the most realest thing that you can ever experience. Now, everybody always asks me, can we do a pre-recording, please? And I said, no, it has to be live because there's something authentic about being live. No. So, Glenn, you're going to, I don't know, maybe you can get a song at your whistle.
Mr. Bojangles, fantastic.
Yeah, that's
song.
Fantastic, yeah. So you have a beautiful whistle also, and it doesn't interfere with the actual sound itself. And it's Glenn Lewis. If you'd like to see him perform tomorrow night, it is at the Old Forge. That is in Darling. It is in Long Street, just before you get to my house. Don't come to my house. but yeah, on the left-hand side, the Old Forge, and Glenn will be performing there, right, tomorrow? Yeah. I hope to see you there. So yeah, you can do your thing.
Okay, this is the song Mr. Bojangles by Bob Dylan. So beautiful. Knew a man, Bojangles, he danced for you in his worn-out shoes. He'd silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He'd do your old soft shoe. He'd jump so high, he would jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down. He was Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. That man could dance. I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. When I was down and out, he looked to me to be the icon of an age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, he talked of life. Laughing, he slapped his leg and danced all around. Mr. Bojangles, ah, Mr. Bojangles could dance. He danced for those at the minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled all about. But his dog upped and died, just upped and died. And after 20 years, he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, ah, Mr. Bojangles, he could dance. He said, I dance now at every chance at the honky-tonks for my drinks and tips. Most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, drinks a bit. He shook his head. Yes, he shook his head. I heard someone ask him, please, please, won't you dance for me? Oh, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, he could dance.
Well done. So if you've only just joined us, thank you, Glenn. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. You are going to perform a lovely song now by Cliff Richard.
Yes.
Are you ready for that?
Yes. My mom's one of her favorite artists. My mom's 87. She lives in Edgemead in Cape Town. But she loved Cliff Richard, and she always did. I think, I'm not sure if it was the music or his face, his pixie face. But yeah. This is a lovely song, so I'll sing this.
So is there anything else, anybody else that you'd like to give credit to? Or maybe you and I are going to be on the radio again. I really like this. This is 10 years now. Thank you very much, Glenn. I am pleasantly surprised, and you've made it very easy for me. You know, you can ask all my colleagues. I really do stress out when it comes to this sort of thing, because you never know what can go wrong. Things do go wrong, right? So that was Glenn Lewis. And Glenn, is there anybody else you'd like to give credit to?
Well, just my wife has always supported me with the music, especially it's a means of income now. You know, it's not something I do on the side. Since I retired from teaching, it's a living. And so I want to thank her and for supporting.
What is her name?
Helen.
Helen. Thank you very much for looking after Glenn for us.
No, thank you, Helen. And and just all the venues that I've played. I play a lot of private functions at homes. I've played probably over. It was a couple of years ago. Already added over 18 private gigs at homes in Azefontein.
Oh, you do home gigs as well?
Yeah, so people who have luxurious homes, bigger homes, they have friends over, mm-hmm. and then I'll sit in the corner and do this kind of thing. And I've done that a lot. And also once or twice in
Darling. You're comfortable with that?
And right? Weddings, yeah. I've even played at funerals where people have asked for specific songs for the lost loved one. And then I'll go to the funeral, and those are difficult to do, but they're kind of meaningful. So I do, sure. I'm a musician I'm a gun for hire, kind of thing. I play anywhere, anytime for anybody. So
gun for hire. I love that one.
Yeah.
So I started off by telling you the story about the cemeteries and so on, and I really encourage you to, doesn't matter where you are, I think we neglect cemeteries. We really do. We should actually spend more time there. If you have a loved one in a cemetery, you can go to the cemetery, just sit there, have a cup of tea or something, and spend your time there and think about great music. Yeah. So, Glenn, you're going to perform Mr. Dreammaker, and then I say goodbye to you, because I'll play out with the real Mr. Dreammaker as well.
Okay.
I hope to see you here again soon.
No, thank you, Morris. I really appreciate the invitation and the kind of friendship you've shown me. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me play, before we do that, I want to play out, Raymond is going to give you a compliment, I'm very sure. Raymond actually lives on FM, and he stays in Caledon. All right, listen.
Goeiemôre, Marius.
Hey.
Ek geniet baie die program wat jy vanoggend het saam met die meneer wat daar so mooi gitaar speel en so mooi sing, man. Ek geniet dit. Nee, jy het potentieel, definitief. Ja, nee. Lekker dag, ek geniet dit woord, ek hou daarvan.
Dank je.
Geniet dit.
Dank je, that was Raymond from Caledon. And I think everybody feels the same this morning. Glenn, sorry, I'm going to say goodbye, but this is our 10th year going. Everybody who's been part of the radio station for the last 10 years knows the challenges that we as a radio station has, all right? And I want to thank you for making this such a beautiful morning this morning. Eh? Thank you.
Congratulations on 10 years. That's amazing. And yeah. I can't even imagine the challenges, you know, for a radio station. Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Josie's gone now, she cried a lot. She had to go away. Though I miss her, I want to kiss her. Ain't it just the way? But it's no way at all. 'Cause if you knew what I'm going through, you'd know. There's one thing wrong with the way I'm living. Ain't got no Josie no more. Hey, Mr. Dreammaker, send me a dream. This one is over, it's not what it seems. And so tonight, and I turn out the light. Send me a new dream tonight. Send me a new dream tonight. She didn't say much, just a little touch, and she was on her way. I could have cried then, I just died then. She left me standing dazed. But it's no use crying. Well, that's what everybody tells me, and they all seem to know. There's one thing wrong with the way I'm living. I ain't got no Josie no more. Hey, Mr. Dreammaker, send me a dream. 'Cause this one is over. Not what it seemed. And so tonight, when I turn out my light, oh, send me a new dream tonight. Send me a new dream tonight.
This one is over. It's not what it seems. And so tonight, when I turn out the light, send me a new dream tonight.
Send me a new dream tonight.
But on FM, we play what we want.
95.1 Wêreldwyd op RONFM.co.za.